Over the years, no one has suffered more at the hands of Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein than his country's sizable Kurdish minority. Saddam has sought to control the Kurds through assassinations, mass deportations, even poison gas attacks against their mountain villages. Among those he has murdered are members of the Barzani clan, whose patriarch, the late Mulana Barzani, founded the Kurdish Democratic Party. Yet Masoud Barzani, the KDP's current leader, recently allied himself with Saddam Hussein to push his Kurdish rivals out of northern Iraq. After a visit to Iraqi Kurdistan, Michael Goldfarb reports on what lies behind this baffling alliance.
Strewn across modern borders, drawn up with no respect for the history of those who live within them, the 22 million Kurds based in the mountains of the Middle East are an indigenous race who, from the time they were first mentioned in records 2,000 years ago, have failed to create their own nation. John Bullock, co-author of a study of the Kurds, says geography and their own nature are the main reason for this.
Because they are a divided people, because of the terrain of the area in which they live, it has been very difficult for them to communicate with each other over the years. The result has been, for instance, that they don't have a common language. Two main languages, Kurmanji and Sorani, and a third called Zaza, which isn't understood by either of them. They don't nowadays have a common script. Some of them write in Arabic, some of them write in Roman letters. So it's very difficult for them to get together, and they therefore have been exploited.
The Kurds have been exploited by all the countries in the region which have significant Kurdish minorities. Iran, where the Kurds make up 10% of the population. Turkey, 20% Kurdish, and Iraq, where almost a quarter of the population are Kurds. Since Kurdistan sits on top of the major overland routes for Iraqi oil, the global superpowers have joined in the game of exploitation as well. Kurdish nationalism began to grow in the years after World War II, when the Kurdistan Democratic Party was founded. It was led by patriarchs of the Barzani clan. The Patriotic Union of Kurdistan, the KDP's main rival, was formed 20 years ago by Jalal Talabani, a disaffected member of the KDP. The differences between the parties are mainly cultural. The PUK's support comes mostly from the cities. The KDP's supporters are mainly from the country. The biggest difference between them, says author John Bullock, is their aims for Iraqi Kurdistan.
Talabani and the PUK would look more for complete independence. Barzani is on record as saying that he could reach an arrangement with Baghdad where he'd go for autonomy.
In other words, an autonomous Kurdish region which is part of a greater Iraqi state. To help them pursue their goals, the political leaders are backed up by their own loyal armies of Peshmerga fighters, and over the course of decades, they have allied themselves with their persecutors, Saddam, the Shah, the Mullahs, the Turks, if it bought them a moment's advantage. According to Bullock, no one is off limits.
There would be alliances with the devil if it helped the Kurds. They are, like all downtrodden, isolated people, they're completely cynical. They'll get help from wherever they can. They'll conclude agreements and break agreements. And they know that those with whom they are allied will act in exactly the same way. There's no honor and no great truth in any of these sort of politics of northern Iraq or Iran. And the people there don't expect it.
So it's no surprise that having allied themselves with Saddam Hussein, the victorious KDP is now seeking to restore its relationship with the United States. Wednesday, KDP leader Masoud Barzani met with Assistant Secretary of State Robert Pelletro in Ankara, Turkey. He was seeking to find out what deals might be possible with the Clinton administration.
We have to know, to understand exactly what the United States and the West are thinking about us and what they are ready to do for our people. If they are ready to do something for the Kurdish people, that's the hope of every Kurdish person.
The State Department hasn't commented on that meeting. However, yesterday, CIA Director John Deutsch said Barzani was playing a dangerous game. But that is the only game the Kurds know how to play. They have been taught by their history that danger is their companion. They have an extremely fatalistic view of life, something author John Bullock wanted to convey when he was dreaming up a title for his book.
There's a saying in Kurdish that a Kurd has no friends. And when we were writing this book and we were talking to some Kurdish friends, they were joking about that amongst themselves, and then one of them said, well, perhaps no friends but the mountains.
And that's what he called his book, No Friends But the Mountains. I'm Michael Goldfarb in London.